So today we are here talking with Teresa Hotbit, who is back at HRMC and in a new role as a healthcare workforce recruiter. And she is going to give us her perspective on the scholarships, which are deadlining on April 15th. So Teresa, we're so glad that you're back here. And for people who don't know what your position is doing, can you just kind of give us an idea of what your primary purpose is in this role?
Yes, thank you, Kim, for having us, or having me. You know, one of the first things I think of with this role is really to assist the HRMC Foundation, or Sean, with helping with that people pillar that we work with and support. Along with that, supporting the hospital and all of our other local healthcare facilities and finding those quality healthcare workers that we need so much nowadays. But also with that, working with the students very closely. So through the scholarship program, I really see myself as a liaison or a support person for them and being able to help guide them through that educational process, whether it's through the admission process or the scholarshiping applications and so forth. But also being able to, as they are in school, those students build that relationship with them and be that go-to and support that they may need if they have questions throughout their education. But also with this, I find myself working eventually as they complete their education, working with the hospital directors or other healthcare entities in our community of just helping and to assist with that onboarding that they will need and that guidance for those applications to as an employer or as a new employee at that employer's facility and assisting with those interviews and getting those set up with them.
I think what we've found is you can have the idea that you want to go into a profession in healthcare, but there are so many pathways. So really I see your position as you're just kind of a link between all of the pieces parts.
That's very true. There are a lot of opportunities and avenues that they can obtain their education, and so that is a huge piece just to help guide them through that.
So speaking specifically about those HRMC Foundation healthcare scholarships, that deadline on April 15th, this is just one of the tools in your toolbox, and you have some history working on our scholarship committee before even taking this role.
Yes, I do. I and Adele Jacobson, who is a retired RN who has primarily worked over 30 years in our community as a dean of education with nursing. We were able to assist last year at this time. So we helped with the interview process on the commitment scholarships. And so hopefully this transition, ironically, will help me in my role also.
So as you're looking at an application, you have a unique view to help those students who might be sitting down right now to fill out that application. What are you looking for when you pull up those completed applications? How can students kind of have a leg up to put together the best application that they can?
Well, we really look, you know, at that big picture, overall picture of that student and who that person is. But we're looking at anything from their ACT scores, their GPA through their high school, or if they have taken any college courses, you know, those grades on those. But along with their academics, we're really looking at the person and where have they participated, where have they maybe supported community events or their church or have volunteered, because those type of characteristics in a student are going to move forward with the type of employee that they want. And again, just trying to find that strong person that will be successful not only in their role, but within the organization, and that could be HRMC, or that could be a community, another community healthcare facility too.
Could you tell us a little bit about the types of positions that we're planning to scholarship this round? It's based on the high need areas, so what are we looking for?
Right now at Huron Regional Medical Center, we're looking for our nursing staff, of course, and that includes your LPNs that we're helping scholarship, but also our LPNs to our ADN, which is an associate degree of nursing, which is 2 years. But we're also supporting some BSNs, which are Bachelor of Science, which are your 4-year degrees. And so we work with a lot of different colleges, universities, our technical institutes, depending on where that student is interested in attending, and supporting them through that. But along with the nursing, we're also looking for laboratory technicians, surgical technicians, and respiratory therapy. So if any student is out there interested in any one of those, I encourage you to look at the application and apply, or give me a call and reach out to me.
Students are home from school, going to school online for both high school and college. And so if they have questions as they sit at their computer to make this application, how can they reach you?
Very good. Yes, I am out there working, so please reach out to me, Teresa Hotvet. You can connect with my office at 353-6589, or you can email me at thaatvedt@huronregional.org. That's a tough one, but I would encourage you to, please, if you just have continued questions or want to know more about what we've just discussed, I'd be more than happy to take their calls and help them out in any way I can.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care close to home. Online at huronregional.org.